are FB258 Mobile for radio check. I want to see if I can hit the Maysville repeater. I appreciate the reply. Could just almost make it out though. What's your location?
Currently mobile, heading through Owasso.
Okay, I can almost hear you, but not quite. But I do appreciate the reply. So you enjoy your Friday. WRFB 258 clear.
This is WRCY 565, good morning, MI-8. I reside out in Madison Heights, and once again, we await signal power. Up in near here, WRCY 565, I hope nobody didn't lose power, and I hope nobody kept flooded base. We're clear.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810 Mobile, listening. Good morning, everyone. WRPV448, does anyone copy?
Good morning, 448. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810, you're loud and clear.
This is 448. Sorry about that. I pushed the wrong button. Do you still copy?
That's affirmative, 448. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810. Good morning. You're loud and clear.
Thank you very much. I was curious. Was the repeater system down last night? Over?
That I couldn't tell you. I wasn't on last night, and I just came on now. So I haven't heard anything as of yet, but that doesn't mean nothing. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, I panicked a bit. My new base station obviously wasn't hitting the repeater, and then my handheld wasn't. So obviously I went out to the truck, and it didn't, so I knew it wasn't on my end. Over.
Yeah, if you got three different radios that aren't working, then yeah, it was probably the repeater down. Which repeater are you coming into us on?
I'm coming in off the Flint 725. I accidentally bumped my knob when you came back to me a minute ago, and that's why I lost you for a brief moment. Over.
Yeah, no worries, no worries. I'm up here near Frankenmuth right now, and I'm kind of in between three different systems, but right now I'm linking in with the Bay City repeater.
Copy that. How is your weather? I'm in Groveland Township near Mount Holly, for a reference. We got a little bit of rain over the morning, very light. Over.
When I was driving home last night, there was a couple very, very light sprinkles, and I literally rolled out of bed into the car this morning. It's sunny and 73 up here right now.
Oh, very good. You know, I was curious as to whether it might have factored into any kind of outage that the repeater had. Being new to this, not really sure how it all works. Over.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 for ID. I've been on the fringes of the hobby for 30 years, and I still don't understand how it all works. You know, but I'm thankful for it. They work really hard to keep this system up and running. It's got a really good coverage area. I just got my GMR. I was thinking a couple months ago myself here, but I had been involved in CB and ham radio monitoring and all that other stuff ever since I was a kid. So yeah, there's always something to learn.
WRPV 448. Yeah, I've got the CB. It seems like that's really almost inaudible anymore, the later it gets in the morning. So I don't really monitor that much. I've been listening to ham, and I have the GMR like yourself. It's a great hobby. I'm enjoying it so far. Over.
Yeah, copy that. It's definitely an enjoyable experience there. I met some really wonderful people that I've had some QSOs on with on the machine here. And as I said, you know, with the good coverage, you know, I'm always running around somewhere. So, you know, within the radius of 200 miles that I'm always running, I can almost always get into one of the repeaters.
Yeah, copy that. What's really been nice is I can reach my wife in Flint when she's taking care of her mom. And, you know, I can do all that by radio because cell phone coverage obviously has become very intermittent. Over.
Yeah, I can relate to that. Maybe at the family compound in Vassar, there is no cell phone service at all on the property. So, you know, we got to use text now if we want to, you know, get any kind of phone communications. But the radios do pretty good.
Yeah, it's nice to have a backup. And then, like, tomorrow we'll just use low power mode, simplex mode, and we're going to go to the farmer's market so we can keep track of each other without having to play with our black mirrors.
Yeah, that's a good thing to do. Before we got our ticket, we were using FRS, and, you know, we still use that sometimes for the local stuff. And then we'll use the GMRS for the wide range.
Yeah, that's really nice to do. Over.
Yeah, it's definitely good to have options. Yeah, as far as the CB goes, I agree with you. The hobby has definitely changed over the, 35 years since I got into it. Now it's, more or less just a skip shooting competition on there, or, people just acting stupid and crazy. I've got a little cheap one in the car, one of those ones where all the controls are on the microphone, and I just keep it there just, in the event that I want to find out what's going on if I'm stuck in traffic on the highway, but I can't remember the last time I turned that thing on. I have to blow the dust off of it.
There's a pretty good group of guys that talk on Channel 20 if you catch them early enough in the morning. But yeah, anymore, it's just too noisy. And right after I really got into the hobby, it did. It went from local to skip, it seemed like, just the way the atmosphere is. And the people I was talking to at night, it was hard to keep up with them once it got dark early and all that. It was short-lived. Over.
Yeah, roger that for it. I think I heard somebody in there, so I'm going to just drop it for a second and let's see if someone else is trying to get in there. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 10, someone's trying to get in. Go ahead.
WRYR503.
Good morning to you. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 10. You're kind of scratchy there. A little bit difficult to hear you, but I can make out most of it.
Yeah, I'm over at 696 in Van Dyke. We got hit really hard last night. I've got 4 inches of water and been sitting in that grass, which has never happened. So we had real bad thunder, real bad lightning, and it rained like a...
I caught about 90% of what you said. I didn't catch exactly where you were, but I copied the bunch of rain and stuff there.
Yeah, I caught what he said. It was 696 in Van Dyke area. I used to live out that way when I was a wee little toddler. Yeah, that does sound pretty severe. I hope you're all right out there. Over.
Yeah, this is WRXP401. I'm in the center of Detroit right here on the west side, and you're on 696. You came in very choppy and broken up, and we're pretty close, probably hitting off the same repeater. Yeah, if you're trying to transmit, I'm getting nothing but static. Like I said, I'm here on 96 in the center of Detroit. And if you're on 696, you're pretty close, but you're coming in with nothing but static. Over.
If anybody's on eastbound 696 heading toward Roseville area, get off. It's all shut down at 94. Flooding.
This is WRB448. I will be clear. You guys continue to update each other. Sounds important. Over.
Four four eight, have a great day there. It was a pleasure chatting with you. A pleasure making your acquaintance. Hope to chat again soon. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 10 will be listening.
Be that. 448 clear.
Is it 94 or 696 that's flooded?
Well, they got it. They pushed us off at the 11-mile road exit, which is just before I-94, and I heard it was flooding. I did not see it because I got pushed off at 90. It's just bumper to bumper starting about Gratiot, and we got pushed off onto the 11-mile road exit. All 94 shut down, and I circled back and just proceeded north on Gratiot, but it looked like maybe they were taking people through, you know, past the freeway and letting them get back on, but I really can't tell. It was just a sea of red lights, and I didn't want to deal with it. But you can get to Gratiot, but it's backed up. You know, you're gonna have bumper to bumper before you get to Gratiot because of this.
Okay, I'm glad I was listening because I was I can avoid I-94 now.
Yeah, my guess, based on the way they have it shut down, is that it's 94 going under 696 interchange is all flooded out. So that's my guess. But I don't know. Like I said, I couldn't get eyes on.
Yeah, that's what I figured, because I knew it was low there, so definitely saved me some hassle. Appreciate it. It's WRWR357.
All right, safe travels. I got to pay attention here and figure out what's going on. Plus, I'm chatting over on the other side of the radio. We'll catch you in a bit. WRUU 850.
WRHW 499.
Good morning, 499. This is WRWR357.
Good morning. A little overcast and already dewy up here in Bay City.
I'm down here in Macomb County. Just get dumped on as much as we did. I'm driving around looking at all the new little lakes that have been formed.
Yeah, it seems like down that way you guys are getting more of the rain than we have been up here. Not sure if we want it or not, but I've been lucky. I haven't had to cut my lawn but about four times this year so far.
No kidding. We've gotten more than I can remember in recent history, and it seems like it's every other day. And it's every river around me, it's cresting, ready to flood over every other week. So that just seems strange. I mean, I know it's basically not that far from where I'm at, but things are getting kind of the same.
You know, Bay City's kind of unique because of the down there in the valley and right on the mouth of the river, or at the mouth of the bay. Yeah, mouth of the river and the bay. Our weather's really strange up here at times.
Yeah, I didn't think of that. I guess the bay there would, change things.
Yeah, I tell you, Wednesday was a hot one. Guys, it was really, really dewy. We went up to Huron National Forest what we call Monument Hill. I had to do a little work up there and take antennas down off a tower, two antennas down off a tower. There was no breeze whatsoever up there until I got done and about a quarter of the way down.
Yeah, that heavy humidity right after a storm or something when it's still 90 plus out, it just feels like it chokes you.
Yeah, especially when you're exerting yourself like that. I shimmy up to the first antenna was at about 170. That one was not too bad to get down. It was about 3 feet from the tower on a sidearm. And the other antenna was really easy. It's not mounted at 200. Just took it, put that thing down through the clamp. That hole just sucked it off into the woods.
That hill you're talking about, it's the Monument Hill, is that one of the higher points in that area?
Yes, I believe that is the highest elevation in Iosco County. Don't need much elevation on that thing. Heck, I was up there about a month ago with a 4YHP, and I was able to get into a DMR repeater down in Tinkani.
WRQI 595.
Go ahead, 595.
Another repeater here is keying up. Just wondering where you guys are at. I heard you over in Iosco. I'm not sure if you're on the Roscommon. I'm on the Roscommon machine here, but I'm down in a really big hole here on the road, so I wasn't sure. What machine are you guys on, over?
Well, I'm on the Bay City repeater. The other gentleman is, I believe, a Mount Clemens repeater. We're on the MIE system.
Okay, this machine is keying up, and you got to wait a second. Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm up here on the Roscommon. We have a Roscommon one up here on the same frequency, and I just turned the radio on between Grayling and Roscommon, headed back to Old Lake there, so I thought, wow, that doesn't sound like the machine, but yeah, I'm right in the bottom of a hole. Probably if I got to the top of the hill, I'd probably come in there, but I wanted to stop. To meet you guys, name here is Barry, and we're out of Old Lake, but we're currently in Roscommon, over.
All right, nice to hear from you, man, but you're coming through loud, and your signal's booming. So, I'm not sure what the... What frequency is your Roscommon repeater?
We're climbing this hill. We're on the same frequency you're on. Usually, I'm on the back side of the hill. I'm trying to climb here in the car, but the Roscommon is on the same frequency you guys are there, I believe. That's how it works. Climbing the top of the hill real quick, but just to give you a location of where I am at, I'm about 4 miles northeast of Roscommon, and my buddy has one GMRS machine here. We're at the top of the hill now. A GMRS machine that basically the 239 exit in Roscommon there. But I'm on the top of the hill, right?
Well, we're on a link system, so there's several repeaters linked, so we're not sure which frequency that repeater is off the top of our head.
Well, I see what you're saying. Yeah, this is, the 725, I think is what it is, 141 tone. I guess my buddy's a 725, I believe it is. Over.
Wow, Paul, that means he's hitting Flint.
On the map there and see, kind of curious, 675 which one we're you're kind of overlapping with. But yeah, we're on the MIA, which is, you know, 6 or 7 different repeaters, all the way from Detroit up to Sheboygan.
Yeah, the 675 repeater is Sheboygan.
Got the RZP 544.
Go ahead.
Hey, gentlemen, Roscommon, you're making a great trip up to Sheboygan. WRCP 544.
All right, gentlemen, I'm arriving at work. You, good talking. You enjoy the rest of your weekend, and WRWR 357.
Hey, you guys have a good day. I hear what's going on the channel there. I used to live up in Gaylord and used to get in on the Sheboygan machine, so who knows really where I'm coming in at. You guys have a good day. We also hold an amateur call sign of November 8th, Delta, Alpha, Delta. And you guys have a good day. I'm out of Holt Lake.
All right, gentlemen. Have a good day. I'm going to go back to playing around with my new toy. WRHW 499. Person calling. Yes, I can hear you.
WSBW 955, this is WRVP 618 calling.
WSDW 955, this is WRVP.
I copy. You're kind of scratchy.
WRVT 618. Why don't you, Cass, why don't you give the Detroit repeater a try? You're right in St. Clair Shores there, and you're kind of in between repeaters. You'll have better luck with that one. Why don't you give that one a try?
WSDW 955 WRBT 618. WSDW 955, yeah, I can hear you open the repeater, but I cannot make out any, I can't hear you talk, so switch back to the Macomb repeater, WRBT 618.
Flight 42, almost.
WSBQ 996 monitoring.
WRMV 640. Hi, 842. How you doing?
Pretty good. Making sure everything's working fine. Radio is kind of quiet. Want you to throw my call sign out there. See if somebody's pinged back. So.
Sitting in a cab here.
Taking up some time at Speedway, taking my life into my hands and having those things that roll on the grill that are made out of chicken and buffalo flavoring. They're not half bad, but I don't have Rolaids in the cab.
But here's the beauty of it. The same place you're getting those processed roll-ups, you can also get the Rolaids, probably right next to them.
I can probably pay $3.99 for a cute little roll of them. What you got going on down there? I'm up here in Flint Township in Travis.
Not much, just getting ready to head out here, playing around with the little base station, and a lot of rain last night, I guess. A little bit farther south than me, I'm in the New Baltimore area, but a little bit farther south than me, I heard there was a whole bunch of rain, so other than that, still kind of gloomy, on and off storms today, so that's about the extent of the day.
Apparently, we had storms, but everywhere I was driving, I stayed on one side of it or the other. I managed to keep dry. I got home, my German Shepherd was telling me all about it. It didn't like thunder.
Yeah, I got one of those little furry balls, too. Not a German Shepherd, little Yorkie. She's scared to death of storms, too, but I don't think we got it last night, at least where I live, because she would have woke me up. She's scared of storms, too. She starts shaking. I even got a script for a little bit of doggy Xanax for her. It gets really, really bad, but lately I've been able to calm her down without drugging her, as long as you hold on to her tight, hold your hands over her ears. But so I don't think it got that bad, at least where I live. But I know a few miles south, 10 miles south of here, I talked to my buddy this morning on the phone, and he was saying he got hammered. It woke him up. So I guess it depended where you were.
Trying to break in or not, but that person was not catching the system. I don't know if they're going to be getting any today or not. So 76 and 30% chance, 84 degrees maximum temperature. You know, yesterday was bad. I had to work on my fuel tank on my driver's side a couple of days ago, and man, I could cut the air and mail it. It was so thick and hellish. It was, I don't remember it being so so horribly hot and wet without rain.
Yeah, well, we had a lot of unstable skies and everything yesterday, so it's not supposed to be as bad, although there is a slight chance of, you know, significant storms today, but I guess they were saying not as strong as yesterday, so that's a good thing. And at least the visibility, you know, is a little bit longer, so that makes it good. So, all right, I think you said your name, your handle is Travis. I'm gonna let you go here. I gotta get out of here. I gotta go to work. So, I got a couple phone calls I have to make, and a couple people that were waiting on me. So, pleasure talking to you, and you be safe out there. We'll talk to you later. If you ever get your call, but remember mine, WRMZ 640.
Take care down there, and yeah, I'm about ready to hit the road to get my load. So, all right, we'll catch up with you some other time. WSCY 842.
Drive safe.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 Mobile listening. 810. This is WSBW 226 Mobile in Flint.
Good afternoon there, 226. I'm up here in Vassar, which is just a bit east of Frankenmuth, heading up towards Saginaw. How are you today?
Doing very well. I know exactly where Vassar is. I'm up there just about every week. And I wonder, are you on Bay City repeater or maybe the Mayville repeater or Saginaw? Probably one of those three.
I'm actually coming in through the Bay City one just because it seems like I get the better coverage on that for the entire trip. I don't have to switch over.
Okay, very good. Name here is John. Anyways, the reason I asked was the last time I was in Vassar a couple of weeks ago, I was checking out the Mayville repeater, and they had a strong signal, a nice, clean, strong signal in Vassar, so I didn't know whether you were using it or not.
I know there's a few repeaters in Mayville. One of them was linked, and I don't know that it's linked anymore. I was never able to get into the second one, so I'm not 100% sure on that. I think the guy's name is Dan. I can't remember the call that runs the one that I'm familiar with in Mayville, and that does have a pretty good footprint on it.
Yeah, I hear another station trying to get in there, but you're just not holding the system. Just not holding it. Maybe in a couple of minutes you can get in a better spot. Yeah, I know Dan. He's not linked right now. He's flying solo with the Mayville repeater. And I'm not sure which frequency that is. I used to know. I can't keep them straight anymore. I do know the MI-8 system, which you're talking on now, their repeater is 550. But you probably know that.
Yeah, I'm actually just trying to learn all of this myself. I've only been actively in the hobby for the last couple of months or so, and I didn't quite think about it when I programmed this radio originally. I just kind of put the city that they were in and didn't put any distinction between Mishigami and MI-8 and all that other stuff. So at some point I'm going to go back and reconfigure it. So when I look down at the radio, I know which system and which frequency I'm on.
Hey, yeah, just to let you guys know, 5-5 is Meadville now. And 625 is basic.
I think I asked you there, there was another station that said Mayville is 5-5, which I was aware of, and I guess Bay City is 650, so very good on that. I'm not going to hold it here. I think there's some other guys trying to get in on the repeater here, and so I'm just going to stand by and let them have at it. This is WSBW 226 Mobile in Flint.
I shouldn't be having a problem getting into the repeater. Yeah, basically, change to 3.25 and Mayville change to 5.5. We had a flip flop from because we're having issues.
All right, I'm aware of that. I saw the post on the MI-8 website, the Facebook page. So I made a note of that. Everything seemed to be working okay. Oh, geez. Northbound 75. I guess I'll get off here at Miller Road and go the hard way. Tell you what, the expressway, they should change the name and not call it the expressway. Change it to the long way.
was saying, 696 down by 75 was all shut down due to flooding, but I know that 75-69 junction, they got it torn up 50 million ways to Sunday again.
I was going to go up to Pearson Road, but it's looking right here at the Miller Road exit. It's looking like a parking lot, so I'm taking the back roads from here, darn it.
I assume you're headed south?
Negative, northbound.
I wonder if it's because of that construction there on, what's that, 475 that comes in there?
Yeah, 475 northbound is closed. You can't get through there. They're redoing it. That won't be open until November, I heard.
Yeah, I knew it was closed. That's why I wonder if that's what's contributing to that jam up there.
Yeah, you might be right, but I would hate to venture a guess. It's no doubt got something to do with construction, though.
When I hear that events are going anywhere south past Flint, I usually just take 15 all the way down to 69. My home QTH is out in Saginaw, so in that case I'll take 13 all the way down to 69.
I can't say I blame you.
If you ever saw that picture on Facebook that shows a map of all the lakes in Michigan, and the caption says all areas in blue are not under construction at this time, and I kind of laugh every time I say it because it rings so true.
Yeah, I know it. And I get on, and we've got a 911 web page here that you can check to see where the accidents are. And anymore, before I get in the car, I look at that to see what routes are open and which ones are likely to have a problem.
I've noticed since I've been in Michigan, they close roads for absolutely zero reason. They'll just shut a lane down and you won't see a single person, not a construction worker, nothing except the line of cones. Can't understand that one.
Well, the good news is I got to make a quick stop at a car parts store, and I wasn't going to do it till later, but this detour takes me right by it, so I guess I'll go there first instead of last.
Sometimes that's how I plan my lunch breaks. You know, you gotta do what you gotta do, take advantage of what you can around here. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 for ID.
And WSBW 226 is pulling into the parking lot of the car parts store, so have a good rest of the day.
You as well. Be safe. Enjoy the traffic, Jims, and we'll be monitoring.
WIUG point eight, Jack, you out there?
WSAX M12 on air mobile and standby.
WIUG point eight, Jack, you out there? WSBW 983 standing by.
WSAF 413 monitoring from Spoys Creek.
Hey, Bay City, Paul, you listening? Sean down here, WRU 850.
Very, very poor into the system. I don't know where you're at or what you're doing. All I heard was Bay City. That's the only words I heard from you.
Copy all. This is WSAX. I'm on you on the mobile. I'm sure I'm going to get stuck here. So I'll hear in a bit as I get closer to the repeater. Thank you for at least confirming you are able to hear me.
That was a little better, but again, kind of an ear bleed. Not really worth continuing. But yeah, you're just making it. You'll get better. All right. Anyhow, I'm looking for Paul. ELQ Paul up that way. He's probably busy working. Day job, you know. All right. WRU 850.
WSAX712, if there is anyone traveling southbound on Southfield at approximate mile marker 11, there is going to be an accident in the far left lane. Traffic is currently backed up. Take a little bit of a distance. I myself am currently traveling northbound. So you're right, if anyone that has ears on the traveling, that's up if they are traveling southbound on Southfield Freeway. WSAX712, looking to see if I can get a radio check, see how far I can get. At this time, I believe I am nearest 625 repeater. Who's all on air that can respond?
WROL 464, that's sort of a loaded question since you're on a link repeater network. I will say you're coming in pretty decently, a little bit of popcorn, not bad. If you're trying to hit Detroit, you're being successful.
Thank you, I'm back. I'm currently mobile, and I had a bit more static about 25 miles back, so I was figuring I'd give it another shot to see if it got better or not.
Yep, you're a little bit better. I'm heading out. I'm north of Clarkston, so about to lose the 675 Macomb, so...
Anyway, so mission success, let's go. WROL 224, clear. I guess nobody heard me. WRQU 224.
Thank you much, and yes, I do understand at times it can be a loaded question, but it's one of those, hey, I'm new, and second or third time I'm able to actually get some people on this net now, so I've been experimenting with a couple of different changes and see what I can do. WSAX, I'm 12.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile listening.
moving forward.
WRPS 211 mobile monitor.
WSTM 993 monitoring.
WRPS 211, mobile monitoring, over.
Station 218, WIUG, 48, copy. Let's try it one more time. Station 218, WIUG, 48, copy.
WRYB 421. What's up, Jack? She came on a little bit earlier, probably about 45 minutes ago, maybe an hour.
Not much. How you doing?
All good here. Thank you. Hope you're doing okay, too. I'm just making dinner here.
I'm doing okay, except the weather, you know how the weather is. Crazy weather. Rain stopped, rain again, and it stops again, and all that good stuff. Roger.
Yeah, it's pretty nasty out there. Hopefully, it'll get past it. Anyway, I gotta get back to dinner. Nice talking to you. Hope you have a good night. I'll be around. WRYB 421. Clear.
Hey, good talking to you. You take care and have a good day. WIUG 48 clear. Station 548, WIUG 48, copy. Go ahead, that's station 548, WIUG 88. WIUG 88, clear. Station 983, station 983, WIUG 88, copy. Station 983, station out there 983, WIUG 88, copy. WIUG 88, clear. Station 544, the station out there 544. WIUG 88, copy.
WRZP 544, good afternoon, Jack.
Good afternoon, how you doing, Bob?
I've been better hanging in there. How about yourself, sir?
Same thing. Is it raining by you over there or sunshine?
Plenty of sunshine, humid, and 89 degrees, Roger.
Roger that, Bob. Yeah, and here 85 degrees weather, but a little bit of humid, you know. And I don't know how long they're going to stay. Roger.
Roger that. It's pretty much be unbearable, but we got a nice westerly breeze today, so that takes the edge off of it. Nope, another beautiful northern Michigan weather scenario going on. No rain expected for the next couple of days.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, Bob. I don't know about here. It's going to rain. Sounds like it's going to rain. A lot of clouds going on and all that stuff. So I don't know. It might rain tonight or something like that. Anyhow, good to hear from you, Bob. You take care. You have a good day. We'll talk to you some other time. WIUG 48.
You do the same, Jack. Take care. And stay safe in this heat, and we'll do it again. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Bring the frequency.
WRWT 783. WRWT 783. WIUG 88. Copy. WIUG 88, clear.
WRPV 448 monitoring.
WSAX 712 monitoring.
Go ahead. How are you today?
WAG 266 monitoring.
WSAX712, this is Aaron. I am doing good. Fortunately, I did not get hit by all the rain. However, on the drive back, we just barely missed all of it. It's kind of funny how that works. Currently on my mobile heading back to Westland.
Yeah, copy that.
I'm transmitting
on
here
way home.
From Groveland Township, Michigan on a base, and we got some rain, not like other people got, fortunately, and my thoughts and prayers go out to everybody that got super soaked today. Over.
Aaron, I copy both transmissions on that. Yeah, we got lucky and Westland didn't get hit. However, Warren, if anyone on this net was in Warren, they had massive amounts of flooding from about 1:30 in the morning on. And then we had a couple other issues that popped up during the morning time as well. And then just as I was getting ready to head from Westland to St. Clair Shores for evening, there was a weather, severe thunderstorm, and flash flood alert that came across. So, yes, I'm very lucky we missed all of it. Over.
Yeah, I was on air this morning hearing a lot of flooding reports in real time as people were trying to make their way in and out of work this morning. And, man, my heart goes out for them. Over.
Yeah, copy on that. Where did you say you were about? Your location was about again?
I'm right off of Dixie Highway, right across the street from Mount Holly. I live next to the Holly State Rec area. Over.
Copy on that. You said you didn't get any rain up there. You got mild rain.
We got some rain all right, but we didn't get anywhere near the amount that Warren, Sterling Heights, and everyone else got. I couldn't tell you how much rain we got, but not anything significant like the other rainfall. Over.
Amen on that one. Over.
Yeah, allegedly, the forecasters say we might have a nice day tomorrow. I'm hoping for that, as Saturday is always Farmer's Market Day. Over.
Yeah, I hear that. We're hoping that we're going to have a decent day tomorrow as well. In Westland, near Westland, we've got Blues, Brews, and Barbecue Festival tomorrow. I guess it was tonight and tomorrow, so we're going to try to hit it up tomorrow. But it's supposed to be tentative low to mid-80s, I think it is, and we're just trying to watch the humidity factor.
Yeah, that sounds like a fun time. However, the end of your transmission was popping in and out staticky. Over. I might be losing you.
Yeah, copy that. I'm on the edge of the repeater now, so you may wind up losing me. If you do, if you can talk to me, I'll just say WSAX712 for the whole second. I'll say you lose me.
Yeah, that was chopping in and out real bad. Look, I'm going to say it was a pleasure to make your contact. I hope you have fun tomorrow at your festival. This is WRPB448, clear on your final.
WSAG-266, Doug and Carol.
Go ahead, this is station 448, standing by. Go ahead.
Yeah, I overheard you guys talking about the rain down that way. Just as a data point, we had zero rain here today in Carroll. I heard a bit of thunder for a bit, probably about 2 o'clock, but we didn't get a drop here. Back to you.
Wow, that is truly dodging the bullet there, so to speak. No rain at all. Also, you're coming in loud and clear like you're standing next to me. Over.
Yeah, copy that. I'm about, 14 miles north of the Mayville machine, and I'm out on the HT here watching the grill take off.
Nice. I wish I had something to put on my grill today. That sounds awesome. Yeah, my name is Kurt. This is Groveland Township. I'm right in between Holly and Ortonville, like I'd mentioned in the previous caller, right across from Mount Holly, roughly. Over.
Yeah, copy that. I got a pretty good idea where you're at. Are you hitting the using the Flint machine this afternoon?
Yes, copy that. And would you know by chance if the machine was down last night? I couldn't get a beep on 3 of my radios. Over.
No, I wasn't on channel last night, so I hadn't heard anything about it one way or another. And yeah, I did like your comment about going to the farmer's market tomorrow. That's always a good trip. However, that Blues Barbecue and Beer Festival might have to be the lead for the weekend versus the farmer's market. That sounded pretty good to me.
Yeah, it sure did. It actually made me hungry. I used to live in Garden City, so yeah, that does sound like a good time. Over.
Yeah, roger that. It's I bet there's going to be a heck of a crowd there. Yeah, I'm really saddened to hear that everybody got hammered during the this morning's rush hour with flooding streets and roads, man. That must have been a true blue bear.
They do call this the Great Lakes State, don't they? Over.
Yeah, they had part of the Great Lake there covering the roads and warned, is what it sounds like. Wow.
Yeah, I don't miss that anymore. My commute to work is only about 7 or 8 miles. Just getting out of the dirt roads in the valleys around me is usually the hard part, and that's in the winter. So we were fortunate to dodge that bullet. Over.
Yeah, copy that. I'll have to bring something up on the internet and figure out what. Who got hammered the most with all that rain? I'd heard it was coming, and you know it was going to be 5 inches in places, and from the sounds of it, like it was more than that.
No, did the governor declare a state of emergency for flooding yet? She usually does when we get hammered like that. Over.
Are they still experiencing flooding down that way?
I'm not sure.
WSR 712, can you answer that question? No. Fortunately, the governor did not, and the mayor did not declare any state of emergency. It was just due to the amount of water that they got in such a mad rush. The spillway is going to keep up with it in a timely fashion. Over.
Go ahead,
yeah,
station.
I think you guys
I'm sorry
hold up there.
Over you. Go ahead.
And the second station is pretty light, and couldn't really get it, get what you were saying, but try again, please.
Go ahead for station cutting in. Go ahead.
This is No warning is not currently in any state of emergency. The spillway is just coming to help with the amount of rainfall that came in. Fortunately, all the flooding subsided by about noon.
That transmission was pretty scratchy, but I caught that there was no state of an emergency called yet. Over.
That is correct. There was no state of emergency at all. I say again, no state of emergency at all. WSAX 712 on the edge.
Yes, you came in much better that time. Thank you very much for clarifying. This is 448 standing by.
Yeah, thanks for the update down that way. That's pretty timely news to know. WSAG 266, and I'll be monitoring. Hey, and thanks, 448, for the contact. Appreciate it. You have a good night.
You are PB448. I appreciate your contact as well. And caller on the edge, thank you for the update. Standing by. Over.
WSAX 712, no problem. Pleasure to make your contact as well. I'll be standing by as well. Still sitting on the edge, so.
You don't sound that good. A lot of scratchy. Roger. WIUG 288.
288, this is 261. I'm receiving you fairly well. I think it's just because I'm indoors right now. I'm sticking my antenna out the window. Let me know if it's clearing out or any. Over.
And now he's sounding good. If you're on a handheld, that's what he's got to do. You got to be close by the window or outside. But when you do that, held your handheld straight up in the air. It's a lot better receiving. WIUG 48, go ahead.
Roger that. I guess I just got to keep remembering it's a handheld. I got to stick out the window. Hopefully at some point I can upgrade to a better unit. This is WSEU 261. Over.
850.
Go ahead, 850.
Hey, Jack, how you doing?
Anyhow, new guy. When you moved to the window, like Jack said, it sounded a lot better. Where are you located? What repeater are you on?
This is 261. I'm located over on 18 Mile Road. I'm trying to hit the Macomb repeater. At least I think this should be the Macomb repeater. I think the other one has a different frequency along with offset, or not offset, receiving tone. So, yeah, I assume this is the Macomb repeater. If not, please correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, I'll double check next time. I wasn't looking at the dashboard, but you're right. That's where you should be. If you're 18 Mile Road, I assume 18 somewhere like in the Macomb County area. The Macomb repeater would be the right one. I was just, in case you were maybe closer to one of the other machines, I was going to direct you there. But sounds like you've got the right one. And why don't you come back one more time? Let me take a look at where you're coming in. Which repeater?
Roger. Yes, it should be the Macomb repeater. Current location's at 18 Mile Road. I'm right off of M53. And I'm actually here on leave right now. I was working with the with some of the repeaters over in Maryland, specifically Capitol Heights. But I figured I'd test it out over here.
No, you're doing good considering where you're at and where the repeater is, and that's the repeater to be on for where you're at. So, nope, 100%, you got it all right. All right, I'm going to turn it back over to Jack there. He's, like you said, he got you sounding good. But you got to have to, at 18 Mile and Van Dyke, 50 and 53, you're gonna have to pick your spots carefully with a handheld. It's just getting to be on the outskirts. All right, I'm going to get back to it, figure out what's for dinner. Jack, go ahead, pick it up. WRUU 850.
Thank you, Sean. I'm at my destination anyhow. I will see you tomorrow morning. WIUG 48, clear.
WRZP 736. How's everybody doing? I was over to Holland today, went straight out 96, caught rain a little bit on the way out, and then rain on the way back. Now I'm headed back to South Lyon, and seems to be clear, but a little cloudy.
There is a station that's very noisy to me. You're not on the repeater, but you've got to be pretty close to me. I'm hoping you can hear me. I'm on the repeater. You're going to have to get your offset right, because I can just make you out, but nobody's hearing you on the system because you're not on the repeater. So see if you can find the repeater pair for this frequency.
WSAX 712, looking for Jack. Jack, you out there? WSAX 712, on air and monitoring.
WIZP 544, Jack will be right with you. He's cashing his Nagomi antenna royalty checks.
Five 712, copy that. Thank you very much on that, because that's something I was going to ask him about, because I believe he runs the DV20G radio as I do, and I was going to inquiry as to what antenna setup that he uses.
Roger that. No, it's a Nagomi, I think, 771. Don't quote me on that. But, yeah, he'll be all right. He'll stay in there. He's always happy to help another radio enthusiast. So enjoy your afternoon, and we'll go ahead and clear the frequency, sir. WRCP 544, Sheboygan County Bob. We're clear on your final and monitoring, sir.
Yeah, for that station that's wondering about the antenna, I know that Jack, he used the Harvest BC200 at home. I'm not sure if that's the one he's still using, but he's been using that for quite a long time and had some really good results with that DV20G, WRUX245.
Can you say again that antenna number? I was not able to get my notepad out quick enough to catch that.
Harvest BC200, and it maxes out at 200 watts. It's a fiberglass antenna, and it's a nice one, so you might want to look at that one.
Thank you much on that. Yeah, I'm definitely looking into this because I'm trying to expand now that, you know, I've gotten my license and everything. New to this, by the way. My name is Aaron. And I'm playing around with the one antenna I got off of Amazon. It does have limited range. I find that, you know, when I'm at home in Westland, I got decent results, but I want to increase just a little bit more because I'm right on the edge of that repeater. But it seems like, depending on what the weather is like, I can actually reach and trigger it pretty decently. Over.
Yeah, you're sounding really good right now. So, when you put it up just the highest location you can get, you should be fine. You're definitely getting out with what you got. And, better antenna is definitely going to do better. So, wish you good luck on that, but I'm sure you're going to do just fine.
And a good copy on that. And again, thank you very much for giving me a little bit more insight on that. And at this point, WSAX 712, clearing the channel and on-air monitoring.
All right, yeah, no problem. Anytime, always here to help if I can. WRUX 245, standing by.
Looking for an antenna, Harvest BC200. This is WIEC for the
This
is an Amazon. Amazon got it for $95. Roger. No copy on the other station. 224, I know what you're saying. On Amazon. And it's a good antenna. I talk to Ohio every night. Last night I was talking to Ohio.
in New York on that same antenna. Roger.
WSAX 712. Hey, Jack, and yes, thank you for that input, because I'm the other one that's a new guy, and I run the DV20G, and I just got a smaller Amazon antenna just so I could try to figure some stuff out. Now that I'd be able to figure more out. That's what I was trying to figure out now. Okay, what's the next best antenna for my home base station on this while it's at home? So I definitely appreciate that. I am going to go look that up. Thank you.
No problem, anytime. Give us a shout, we'll take care of it for you. We'll tell you which way to go and which way not to. Anyhow, that's what I have on my station, with a DB20G. I talk to Ohio every night from that antenna. That antenna is so powerful, and you'll find out. Anyhow, good talking to you. You take care, have a good day. WRUG, where it is, clear.
Jack, before you head off on that, another question for the DV20. When you broadcast, are you on wide or narrow channel set?
I said that on the wide. Said that on the wide always. Roger. I'm on the DV20. I don't know if you hear me or not, but I'm driving. I have one in the car and one at home. Roger.
Yeah, good copy on that. And yes, I do have a DV20G as well that I have for driving and mobile. I move it between my garage and my mobile. Like earlier, I discovered with my little Chevy Equinox traveling from Westland to St. Clair Shores in that fashion, when I'm on the edge of the 625 repeater there, I'm nice and staticky, but when I'm at home in Westland, whatever reason, I guess I'm a little bit higher and I can actually trigger it. Over.
It could be. I don't know. I don't have a computer in the front of me to tell you exactly. But, you know, because I'm driving. Anyhow, my height on that Harvest BC200, only 10 feet high from the ground. So if you can find a clear spot, clear about maybe quarter mile, put it there. You don't have to have it that high. But I do recommend high. It's better. Roger.
Good copy on that, because I was looking at just running a wire out of my garage for an external antenna and mounting it up. With yours, you said you put it so far off the ground. Are you just setting it per se loose, or did you attach it to the side of your house, or is it on a pole of a sort, if I may?
Tell you what I have. I don't know if you ever see those satellite dishes.
Yes, I have. In fact, I've got one of the satellite dish mounts that I was looking at attaching an antenna to, and then putting that at near the peak of my garage roof. Over.
Well, I used to sell satellite, and I got about three or four of them. Those, those brackets and bolt down to the whatever you want to bolt them down to. Actually, to shingles. So that's what I have, you know, the mount. And it comes in with everything. Roger.
Copy on all that. That's good to know, because I did not throw away that satellite antenna mount, so I'll definitely be exploring into that. Now, if I may ask additional with that, do you run a grounding wire from the antenna anchor point down into a ground rod? Over.
To be honest with you, you don't need the ground at all. Just it has a good ground by itself, and it's only fiberglass. And you'll see it when it comes in. You'll be surprised. It has another to cover the coax. I would say almost a foot to cover that coax from the bottom. But mounted on that satellite, the bracket, that same, the one you have out there. And that's what I did.
Good copy on that. Thank you for that additional feedback, Jack. I appreciate that. And everyone else as well for chiming in, for assisting me with that. WSAX, I'm 1-2, going to clear the channel for anyone else, and standing by.
No problem. You take care. Anytime you want any help, we don't have no problem to help you out. WIAG, buddy, clear.
Yeah, Jack, 488, WSAG 266, Doug and Carol, got a quick question for you.
First, how are you doing? And go ahead with your question.
Yeah, real good, Jack. So I was sharing with some guys earlier, we didn't get a drop of rain up here today, although heard a bit of thunder. Yeah, you mentioned something here a minute ago about hitting Ohio. I'm just curious, what channel were you on when you were hitting Ohio or speaking with Ohio with?
I would, because I don't know what it is. I'm about maybe 15 miles from Mount Clemens or Peter, and I always hit it from there. Also, 625, it'll hit Ohio too. Roger.
Okay, copy that. So it's a repeater to repeater from your location down to Ohio. Yeah, so that's duplex. I was just wondering if you were able to hit them simplex radio to radio. I mean, that would be quite a job.
No simplex at all. Just beyond that, I don't know where you're at. I think you're a little bit up north, or you're by Flint. You should be able to hear them every night. They come very clear. Roger?
Yeah, I'm within the envelope of the Mayville machine, and I guess what time are you hearing them out there?
Usually put out a call about 10 o'clock at night. I have a friend up there. He always, me and him, we talk. And about that time, and sometime it comes in the daytime. And I tell you one thing, it's about 25 stations out that way. Not every night, but, you know, they talk to me. That's what I have there. Their call sign written down and name and everything. Roger?
Yeah, copy that, Jack. Thanks for the info. I hope you're having a good evening, and we'll talk to you soon. WSAG 266, and I'm monitoring.
Anytime. You give us a shout, we'll help you out. But if you'll hear them, you know, not today. I didn't hear them yet, but probably at night.
Copy that. Thanks.
Problem. WIUG 488, clear.
WSCV 662 for radio check.
Little staticky, but I got you. WRYV 421.
Whiskey Sierra at Hotel 692. WFAH 692. The name's Ben here. Am I getting out to the repeater here down in Wayne? WSAH 692.
WRYD 421, I heard somebody from Wayne. You're coming in okay.
218, the station out there, 218, WIUG 48, copy. Station 218, WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear. Station 847, station out there 847. WIUG 48, copy. I guess he's not out there either. WIUG 48, clear.
WSBM 993, radio check.
Nine and three, sounding good.
I do that, Jack. Appreciate you. WSBM 993, clear.
Loud and very clear. WIUG, ready.
Do that, Jack. Thank you again. WSBM 993 clear, monitoring.
WRZ544, calling Nagomi Central. Calling Nagomi Central. Jack, get your radio on, brother. Contact WRZD 544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the frequency.
WSBQ 996, monitoring.
WSAN 476 is WSBS 916. Edge out there. Hey, I know you hear me. Come on back now.
Station 847. Station 847. WIUG 48. Station 847. Station 847. WIUG 48. Copy.
WIUG 488 to the RKR 630 Delta, Chris. No copy on WIUG 488 to the RKR 630.
WSDY 438. WRXD 901. Pretty quiet out here. WSDY 438. Homicide.
WSDL 938 monitoring.